Ann. What you doing Saturday night?
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Well, of all the nerve!
Easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all right as far as diving goes.
But gosh, dating's different.
Sure, but you want to date someday, George. It's easier here where you know everyone so well. Later on, it may be harder. Like taking your first plunge from the high dive.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers? A nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Here's John Whitehead.
Hot air balloon manufacturer Ron DiGiovanni knows all about blowing hot air. So when used car insurer Penn Warranty refused to honor a claim for service on Ron's used truck, Ron created an online gripe site to voice his displeasure with the company. He had even more to gripe about after the car insurer sued him for libel. But Ron insisted that he had a First Amendment right to voice his personal opinions. And a New York Supreme Court judge agreed that Ron DiGiovanni's expressions of consumer dissatisfaction constitute protected speech because they reflect his personal opinion. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to voice your personal opinions, whether it's out loud or online on a gripe site, is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous. If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous.
Thank you. Now, maybe you got all day to pound your meat, okay? Some of us don't.
One who has not lived even a single lifetime, you are a wise man.
Thank you. We're in the middle of 2 hours of electronica and dance music for you here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We kicked off that last set with a song from The Orb called A Huge Ever-Growing Pulsating Brain That Rules from the Center of the Ultra World. That was a reworking of a sound collage that they not so originally made called Loving You, which featured a sample of Minnie Riperton's hit song of that same name. And then when they got yelled at or served papers by or sued by the dear deceased Minnie Riperton's management company, they came out with a new version, which you heard with a sample while somebody else singing and a different title, and it was a great song. We followed that with Jizan and Kamian and their song Just You and I, the Fauna Flash remix from their Refreaked album. And it was a couple of public service messages, followed by a band called Kimchi. American guy and two young South Korean ladies. That was their song City at Night from their first and I believe only album called Music. Then it was our featured artists, Orbital, with a choice from their work, 1989 to 2002 album. And that choice was the Crucifix Vocal U.S. hardcore punk version of, yes, a song called Choice. And then we concluded that set with a very cool cover from Alexandra Nicole and Tin Electric, Run Like Hell. And I found that on the Electronic Tribute to Pink Floyd Volume 1. Volume 2 is wonderful as well. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica. And thanks going out to former WMFO DJ Easy Ed for turning me onto that album, which is actually called Third River Rangoon. Yes, this is the Arab dance. We got one last half-hour-ish set for ya, and it's gonna include a Chuck U contribution, some clips from a anti-war rally that he did a news report back on in 2006, and we're also going to be hearing a remix I did a while back of Vangelis's La Infant, which I've mixed in excerpts of my favorite Martin Luther King Jr. speech, where he describes an attempt by, as he describes it, a demented woman, a black demented woman, Isola Curry, who tried to kill him in 1958 at a book signing, a decade before he would ultimately be assassinated in 1968. And yes, it's just an absolutely outstanding example of American oratory and one of those historical clips from who knows where that I'm so glad to be able to bring you here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. But first, we're going to begin the set with a song that David Bowie wrote in honor of and dedicated to Kraftwerk co-founder Florian Schneider, the sonic texturalist, the sound fetishist, as he called himself. And David Bowie just considered Florian to be a huge personal influence. So here is David Bowie's V2 Schneider. On WMFO.
I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City, autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
Thank you. means that it's just never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
This one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mind, and daddy, and this one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mind, and daddy, and this one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy, and this one stole my mind, and daddy, and this one stole my mind, and this one stole my daddy.
Never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
Can't you get my own drink? 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 Can't you get my own dr We have shut down every street from Dudley Common everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
Thank you for doing your part, and thank you for staying out of jail.
About to
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme has been electronica and dance music. That last set commenced with David Bowie's tribute to Florian Schneider of Kraftwerk. V2 Schneider was the name of that off of David's Heroes album. And then it was my Plastic Sushi remix of Vangelis's La Infant, my Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix. And then it was Sasha and the Chemical Brothers with his remix of Out of Control, followed by Scanty Sandwich, my Plastic Sushi War remix of Scanty Sandwich's This One, which was My Sharona, really, from the Knack, an instrumental version.
You can get it anywhere.
Yeah, it's easy to get acid. You can get it anywhere. That's what she was saying. I don't know if that's really true. But in any case, thanks to Chuck Yu for his contributions, his news report from the anti-war rally back in 2006. And then we heard from Bjork, Big Time Sensuality, the Fluke mini-mix. And right now, backing me up as we close out is Fatboy Slim and Acid 8000. I know some of you are all fired up for Savoir Faire to come in and bring you another episode of Songs from the Squid Pod and Music from the 1980s. But guess what? That's not happening tonight. Yeah, I'm the bearer of that bad news. But Savoir Faire should be back next week with another full episode of great music from the 80s. Meanwhile, I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Rick Deckard pretty soon. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, alcohol, LSD, you know what I'm talking about. Don't get behind the wheel of a car and drive. That'd be really stupid. You might kill somebody. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Every child, put down your toys and come inside to sleep. We have to look you in the eye and say, we sold you cheap. Let's confess, we did not ask.